The first time I ever heard Amy Mann was in the 80s. She was part of this band, Till Tuesday, and they had this MTV hit. Then in 2001, Amy Mann won a Grammy for her solo work on the soundtrack for the film Magnolia. Can you save me? I talked to Amy Mann the other day, and she told me her music has always been characterized as melancholy.
A friend of mine was asking me what the record was about, and I said, my usual songs about mental illness, kind of being glib about it. And then my other friend said, well, maybe you should call it mental illness, also being glib, but it's so bald and but also accurate and funny. So it really made me laugh. And I felt like if it's making you laugh, there must be something accurate about it.
I mean, it is something to joke about in some ways, but I mean, why do you think you're drawn to things that would lead people to characterize them as mental illness?
Like, why do I like crazy people?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's hard to be a person, and people are mostly struggling with one thing or the other. And I feel like, you know, that people's internal struggles are just very interesting, and how their thinking impacts their behavior and their beliefs impact their behavior. It's all very interesting, and I have a lot of compassion for how difficult it can be. So high as you fell, looking down on the tops of the trees, and all you can do is say, please, please, baby, please.
It seems like a lot of the songs are stories about different people going through different things. Are they all taken from life, or some of them fiction?
They're all parts taken from life. Some of them are fictional, like I met the actor Andrew Garfield at a party, and I was a big fan of him, and he had just come to L.A., I think, to be in Spider-Man. You know, and I think he's a real artist. I think he's a very sensitive person, and I worry about people like that sometimes in Los Angeles, you know, like when you're dealing with big movies and big famous people and huge studios and large sums of money. Sensitive, talented people tend to get caught beneath the wheel. They served you champagne like a hero. When you landed, someone carried your bag. From here on out, your patient zero. Smelling ether as they hand you the rag. And so I sort of wrote this story based on the idea of somebody coming to Hollywood and getting ground down by it, which I, you know, did feel like captured a certain, like, Los Angeles despair. Yeah. Hip, hip, hooray, hocus pocus. With some magic you can fly through the air. But when you're the guy pulling focus, there are people who will wish you weren't there.
Why is it called Patient Zero?
I think that was the image I had was that narcissism is an infectious agent. And you know, here comes this guy, steps off the plane, and his immune system is non-existent to fight against that type of psychic germ.
To the psychic germ of narcissism, yeah. Yeah. In Hollywood.
Yeah. The lights of the canyon, the lights of the canyon, the lights of the canyon, the lights of the
It seems like with this album, you're really kind of leaning in to the melancholy and to the darker side of things in a way that you haven't done. Do you feel like there's a reason for that?
I think reason one is that I really just allowed myself to write music that was either slow or sad or bittersweet without, you know, thinking that I had to leaven it somehow with stuff that was more cheerful or up-tempo. And I think the other reason is I happened to go through a period of time where I met or rubbed elbows with people who were probably crazier.
There's one song where you're singing it almost from the first person, and I wonder if that one's more about you than it is about another person. It's called Goose Snow Cone.
Yeah, Goose Snow Cone is based on an image of a cat friend of mine named Goose.
Are you talking about an actual cat?
An actual
named
cat named
Goose. Okay, just checking. Okay.
And I saw a picture of her, and her face looked like a little snow cone. And I started writing the song, and, you know, with the idea that I would replace that phrase with something else.
Looking into the face of the goose snow cone.
But, you know, the song sort of became a rumination on, you know, loneliness and isolation and homesickness.
Yeah, there's this line, gotta keep it together when your friends come by. Like, you gotta put on a face.
Gotta keep it together when your friends come by. Always checking the weather, but they wanna know why.
You know, I mean, I think that's a really human situation where you're having feelings that aren't really appropriate to the social context, and you can't really talk about it, and you just gotta keep it together.
Yeah. I read that you were inspired for this record by groups like Bread and Dan Fogelberg.
You know, to a certain extent. I have a band with Ted Leo, and Ted and I were, when we were on tour, we started listening to Bread all the time in the car on long drives. And we just both got into this real soft rock jag.
Nice.
And I kind of couldn't get out of it. Like, it's all I wanted to listen to was, like, the super sad soft songs of the 70s.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side?
You know, and then you'd hear, like, the Bread rock song, and you'd go, oh, don't try to rock. Just keep it soft, man.
But I read somewhere that you said it takes some chutzpah to, like, write, like, soft rock songs, too.
Well, you know, you're always in danger of being sort of dismissed as, like, the weepy lady singer.
Mm, right.
So, you know, you take a chance.
You talked about how you might be drawn to people who are going through stuff. That's obviously who inspired you for this record. Do you ever think, you know, like, what's wrong with us? Like, why is everybody going through so much stuff? Or do you think it's more just like a natural condition of the way?
Yeah, I think it's the human condition. I think it is hard to be a person. It is really hard to negotiate relationships. It's hard to negotiate loss. It's hard to have perspective on your own problems. It's hard to break out of the habits and dynamics of your childhood. It's just hard. And people aren't really naturally born with the skills to negotiate it. So I have a lot of compassion for people. You know, everyone's struggling in some way.
Here we go again, around and round.
Amy Mann's new album is called Mental Illness. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.